news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Democratic Party ticket is set. Presumptive nominee Joe Biden announced his choice of Kamala Harris of California to be his running mate.
Yeah, that's a ticket. Yeah.
The daughter of Indian and Jamaican immigrants, Harris will be the first woman of color on a major party ticket. The choice is notably historic as the U.S. is experiencing nationwide protests against racial injustice. Kamala Harris ran for the presidential nomination in a crowded field herself, raising some eyebrows after a stinging criticism of Biden's record on school integration during a debate.
I do not believe you are a racist, and I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. But I also believe, and it's personal, and it was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Although Trump reacted with his typical lies and attacks, Senator Harris earned a reputation for aggressively questioning Trump administration officials and nominees in Senate hearings.
She was extraordinarily nasty to Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh. And I won't forget that soon. So she did very poorly in the primaries, and now she's chosen. So let's see how that all works out.
Despite Trump's assertion that Harris is, quote, just about the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate, she's actually more moderate, not doing much to help Biden with progressives on his left. But she was considered the strongest and safest pick for Biden. The two will speak together in Wilmington, Delaware on Wednesday and accept their party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention, which begins Monday. Harris will appear at a pared-down event in Milwaukee, and Joe Biden will speak to delegates virtually from the East Coast on August 20th. So the DNC has released its schedule for the upcoming, scaled-back, fully virtual convention. TV coverage has been pared down to 2 hours each night. It all begins Monday with Bernie Sanders, John Kasich, Amy Klobuchar, and Michelle Obama. On night two, Tuesday, the speakers include Chuck Schumer, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former President Bill Clinton, and future First Lady Jill Biden. Wednesday night, we hear from Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, plus Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. And it all wraps up Thursday night. Cory Booker, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Tammy Duckworth will all take to the stage before Joe Biden closes it all out. There's just one vice presidential debate set for this election. October 7th is when Kamala Harris will meet up with Vice President Mike Pence to debate at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. Still unknown is how Mother will allow Mike Pence to be on the stage with a woman who's not her. I'm guessing Mother will be seated not too far away. So what happens to Harris's Senate seat if Biden and Harris win the election in November? Then California's Governor Gavin Newsom would choose someone to fill the Senate seat until January 2023. My tweet suggesting Congresswoman Katie Porter be appointed might just be my most retweeted tweet so far. Moving along, as the coronavirus rages across the country and Donald Trump keeps downplaying its dangers, the U.S. government has reached a $1.525 billion deal with drug manufacturer Moderna to produce and deliver 100 million doses of their forthcoming COVID-19 vaccine once it's approved. This is one of a few big pharmaceutical deals made under the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed, their push to get vaccines and therapeutics to market as soon as possible. Their stated goal is to get a vaccine to Americans by the end of the year. Meanwhile, Russia is looking to beat that time frame and says its unproven vaccine could be available to other countries by November. But medical experts worry there isn't enough data to back up its safety or effectiveness. The director of the National Institutes of Health has issued a staunch warning against trying to release a vaccine earlier than safely possible for political reasons, saying it, quote, cannot be allowed to happen. Donald Trump, listen up. Tuesday was primary day in a few states, including Minnesota, where Congresswoman Ilhan Omar easily won her primary against four challengers, most notably beating back her main opponent, Antoine Melton Moe, by more than 15 points. But on the other side of the coin, in another high-profile primary, controversial Republican candidate Marjorie Taylor Greene, known for her support of the QAnon conspiracy theory that asserts that Trump is fighting deep state Satan-worshipping saboteurs who traffic children for sex, she won, defeating an equally pro-Trump neurosurgeon named John Cowan. Greene was ahead by about 15 points early Wednesday when they called the race. She's all but wrapped up the election in what is a very deep red district. Now, this is interesting. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Tuesday announced that she had ordered a new lockdown. This after confirmation of four new COVID-19 cases, the country's first in 102 days. All of the cases came from the same household in Auckland, New Zealand's biggest city. The lockdown will last from midday Wednesday through midnight Friday. Schools, most businesses, bars, and other non-essential places will be closed. It'll be interesting to see if this does anything to once again eradicate the disease that had been effectively eradicated from New Zealand back in June. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.